Captain America throws his mighty shield. All those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through when Captain America throws his mighty
back on the podcast with a special episode, some pop junk leftovers. We're going to talk about Captain America, The Winter Soldier. This is a movie that the three of us have watched this week, and we are going to talk about it real quick. And when I say the three of us, I don't mean me, Evan, and Corey. I mean me, Evan, and Sage. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Sage.
Writer.
No, Corey.
Sage saw this with me this week, and Evan saw it as well. And we are going to talk.
I saw it by my lonesome.
I wasn't gonna out you, but if you want,
I saw it. Yeah, I went to the theater.
You were that guy.
I was that guy. Actually, nobody saw me because there's nobody in the fuck theater.
That's awesome.
I caught a 11:30 a.m. showing of Captain America: The Winter Soldier at an empty theater, and it was the best theater experience I've ever had because there's nobody in the fucking theater.
I'll tell you, it was me and Sage, and then it was Rappers Magoo sitting in front of us.
Really?
Yeah, he had a lot of rappers. And then there was a family.
You mean like?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, yes. That was him. Every five fuck minutes. And then there was a family behind us that probably shouldn't have brought their young children because this was a pretty adult Marvel film.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna bridge. We're bridging on a little adult material here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I will say some subject matter that. Young children are not going to understand.
No. So let me just say first and foremost that we're going to talk, we're going to do a quick review of Captain America, and then we're going to get into spoilers. So my quick review is I really, really liked this movie, and then I sat on it, and I thought about it, and I thought about Avengers, and I thought that this might be the best Marvel movie so far.
The best.
I have to agree.
All right, we're all on board with that. And I don't think it's a knee-jerk reaction. I think the plot was richer than the Avengers. There was so much going on. It moved the story. I thought the action was really, really good. I thought the fight scenes were really well choreographed. I thought the camera was right where it needed to be.
Can I stop you for one second?
When it needed to be there. Go ahead.
You know what my first, my second favorite Marvel movie is?
Mm-hmm.
The first Captain America.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Big Captain America fan.
Before this one, I thought the first one was pretty good. Pretty fucking good.
I stood by the first Captain America movie because a lot of people crapped on it and said it was corny.
And I'm not going phase one or phase two here. I'm talking like, I'm adding X-Men into the fray here.
Right, just, or comic, well, that was like comic movies in general, but.
For Marvel movies.
Okay, all right,
but
cool.
But for a while, like, the second X-Men
United
was my favorite for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. But First Avenger is pretty awesome.
Okay.
It has its
That's
flaws.
Up there for me.
It has its flaws, but I it's better than the fucking, in my opinion, better than the Iron Man movies.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to find a really positive reaction for any Iron Man movie from me. I enjoyed the first half of the first one.
Can I just share that I'm with you on 2 and 3. But I think the first Iron Man movie really, it sort of like punched through the brick wall.
It started everything, yeah. So you have to give it a lot of respect.
I don't hate the Iron Man movies. I like the first one.
No, well, the first one is really good, and it started everything. I think the first half of the first movie is really good.
I agree, yeah.
And then actually the second act is really good, and I think it kind of falters in the third, but whatever, it is what it is. But something about Winter Soldier, it just worked. It's just everything.
Well,
there were many things.
Many things that worked about Winter Soldier.
Just to start off, I thought the Winter Soldier character, he's not. I want to talk spoilers, but I can't right now.
We're doing spoilers for the end, right?
We are, yeah. I will make an announcement, I'll say, for here on in, spoilers for Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier.
Block your ears and scream. Yeah.
So, I just want to say in general, the character of The Winter Soldier was awesome. He's really cool. He's almost kind of like the Boba Fett of these movies.
Yep.
Where, like, he doesn't talk, he doesn't really do anything, but he's just so fucking cool. He grabs your attention.
He's fucking badass.
Yeah, he just looks cool.
He looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
He gets that cliche, just his eyes lit, and it's not cliche.
Yeah.
It fits him.
Chris Evans, charismatic as hell as Captain America, I thought. The Falcon character was really, really good. I really enjoyed that character a lot. Scarlet Witch was great. Nick Fury got an amazing action sequence. Scarlet Witch. Scarlett Johansson's playing fucking Black Widow.
So
obviously, I'm meshing characters. Black Widow was cool.
Black Widow.
And fucking Sam Jackson's Nick Fury, he got his best moment in any of the movies.
This was the best of Nick Fury.
Absolutely.
Winter Soldier.
It actually sold me on that he should probably get his own standalone movie.
Yeah. After Winter Soldier, I would love to see a fucking Nick Fury movie.
Yeah. But,
and they kind of set it up, maybe.
Sort of. So yeah, the plot is very rich, and it really will surprise you what happens. There's a lot of cool twists and turns. I thought the fight choreography, I mentioned it before, was the best in any of these movies.
Any of the Marvel movies.
Yeah, it was very Bourne-esque.
All the action scenes, the chase scenes. We got two chase scenes, I believe.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And
they were really good.
Yeah. And it sets... We had talked earlier, we had read Vince's review on Film Drunk, and I really couldn't have... I don't think he could have been more off the mark. Saying it was boring, yeah. I really, like, it really hurts my brain.
It was not boring at
how
all.
This movie... I thought the pacing was perfect. It was perfect the way everything paced out. I don't know. I could go on and on, but I really want to talk spoilers. So you guys, Sage, I'll start with you. Is there anything you want to say just in general about this movie?
In general about it? Not spoiler at all.
Right, yeah.
I liked how it set up other characters around Chris, let Chris Evans sort of shine
mm-hmm.
in that role in general, and how the people around him rose to that, as you sort of said in that, like Nick Fury, Black Widow.
Right.
Where I could suddenly understand movies for them where I didn't
before. Chris Evans carried this movie really well.
Yeah,
I think he did a really good job of carrying this movie.
Much better than I ever anticipated.
Yeah.
Like, way back when, I never thought Chris Evans is going to carry Captain America effortlessly.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought I think one of the things about Avengers that, not that it bugs me, but it is what it is like there's so many characters, you know, important characters in that movie that just can't get enough screen time or whatever, or like time dedicated to their character. And I thought Captain America suffered in the Avengers movie.
I agree, yeah.
So, finally, I think that's another reason why I really like this movie, is that they got to really showcase his character and push it forward. And it was such a contrast to the first movie, but it works so well as a second movie.
Yeah.
The first movie is, you know, the whole origin story and, you know, him in the 40s. And then now he's a man out of time, adapting to this new world, and he sees
and
things.
And they didn't spend too much time on the fact that he's a man out of time. Like,
no, it just...
The parts of him being the man out of time were used for comedy, and I thought it worked.
Yeah, definitely. But he also has his views of the world, which are way more black and white in a gray world.
Also that, too. Were...
But it works in the context of the plot, which we'll get to in spoilers.
Yes.
Want to know why it really worked for Captain America as a character in general?
Mm.
Is for people who don't know him the way that we
seem
to or think we do.
Mm.
This movie... really showed his character.
Yeah, definitely.
And what he believes and what he fights for, etc.
Yeah, and in the beginning of the movie, I thought it was kind of corny how he was like, no, this isn't the way things should be. But as the movie unfolds, it's like, ah, fuck, he was kind
of
right.
Yeah, no, he was totally right on.
Yeah.
And he's one of the few people who had the balls to say anything.
Exactly.
About it.
And it's because...
It's Captain America.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's really difficult to talk about this movie without spoilers, so I think we're just going to jump right in.
Okay. I just have one more thing to add.
Yeah, go ahead.
Great score by Henry Jackman.
Yeah, I noticed that during the closing credits.
Yeah, I think he's known for... He does one
he
of the...
Did First Class. He did X-Men First Class, and he did a couple video games.
I think he does one of the Call of Duty games.
Yeah, and another thing, thinking about the final, the closing credits, It was a total 70s espionage movie. Like, almost like a James Bond movie.
It's perfect.
And that's what the movie felt like. It felt like kind of a throwback to, like, the 70s. Mm-hmm. Kind of like those weird, like, espionage, like, military.
To add before we get into spoilers. I can't think of one weak performance.
No, the guy who played, I don't remember his name, but I know what he becomes. Frank Grillo. He played like that SHIELD agent.
Yeah, who was Crossbones.
He ends up being, yeah.
That
was the spoiler.
Is that a spoiler?
Not really.
No.
Not if you. It would be. I don't know who Crossbones is.
And IMDb. Yeah. On IMDb,
I didn't know anything about that.
I know. Yeah, they do list him as Crossbones. But he's like this head SHIELD agent that, like, he's amazing. He keeps popping up in the movie constantly.
He's like the strike team agent.
Yeah, and he's really good. He was really good in The Gray.
Yeah,
he's amazing in that movie.
Yeah, he's awesome in The Gray, and he's really good in Winter Soldier.
Yeah, good performances by Robert Redford. It was really good
Robert
to see
Redford
him.
Robert was good. He was pretty good. Yeah, He didn't seem like he was mailing it in.
He brought it. You could tell he was kind of into it.
Seemed like he was like interested in it.
Yeah,
he plays the
protege of Nick Fury. I really just want to get into spoilers, so I'm going to give everybody the heave ho. If you haven't seen Captain America, I actually ask you not to listen to this because I want you to enjoy it the way I did because I went in knowing nothing. I want to avoid spoilers, so go in enjoying, just a clean slate.
It is very rewarding.
It is. So from here on in, spoilers for Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
Boom, 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 boom.
So here we are. right now, I just want to say, everybody, hail Hydra!
Hail Hydra!
And holy shit, didn't see that coming.
Neither did I. You know what? It's been so long since I had saw the first movie.
Me too.
I had forgot about Hydra.
Yeah, about how they were like the main, like...
I thought it was going to be like the Russians or something.
Yeah, because if you follow the Winter Soldier story, he gets taken by the Russians and whatnot. I mean, this is going to be a really eclectic review with spoilers, but like there's so many things I want to cover, but I can't do it like in real time. Or like I can't do it like in order. But...
Why don't we start from the beginning?
Okay, go.
I really like the opening a lot.
The opening was amazing.
He's jogging around Washington, and you get the introduction of
The Falcon character.
Falcon character.
Yeah, Sam Wilson.
Which was great.
On your left.
Yeah, on your left. It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
I liked an opening where I liked an opening where I got a laugh.
Yeah. But then you get 15 minutes into the movie, and they have to give you the first action set piece, and it was set on a freighter. Where these guys have taken like a SHIELD freighter, and the fight between Bad Rock, played by UFC sensation George St. Pierre, was fucking awesome.
It was really good.
I thought you were more than a SHIELD.
Yeah, I thought you were more than a SHIELD.
And he drops the SHIELD, and they have like, and I was like, oh, here we go, just like a corny like comic book movie fight. They have like a straight up like awesome
action fight scene.
Yeah, definitely.
Every single fight scene felt original to me, felt creative. And that's hard to do now.
Right.
Like, I watch a lot of action heavy things.
Yeah.
And not all of those fight scenes
attention.
Like,
the fight scenes in Avengers aren't really that.
No, they're just really standard.
They don't stand out.
They're mediocre or okay.
They put time into it. And then if you want to jump to the action sequence with Nick Fury, the chase scene. I mean, if you follow the way the camera moves with that scene, it is seamless. Yes, it's so good.
That's the best scene.
My favorite scene from the movie. Yeah.
Primer for him being just so amazing in this character and what you love.
Yeah.
That was the perfect example.
Now, did you think, because he gets assassinated right after that scene, did you think Nick Fury was dead?
I did. I was fooled.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I did think he was dead. I was like, wow. Like, they're not pulling punches in this movie. They killed him.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like, they were just going all out and... I mean, I wasn't upset when I found out later on that he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
But they had me fooled. I thought he was actually dead.
I knew there were twists. I knew there were a lot of twists. I thought one twist was that he wasn't dead, and he wasn't. Nick Fury lives. I thought twist number two was going to be Robert Red Skull. I thought Robert Redford was going to be the Red Skull.
I thought that too. I thought he was going to be Red Skull.
Not Red Skull quite for me, but I thought he'd come out as some sort of name.
I knew he was the villain.
I thought
like
it'd
he was
going to
pull
else.
Some mask off at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, or at least like name drop.
Yeah.
And so like a bunch of fanboys would be like, it's him? Like, No.
I thought it was Robert Red Skull.
It's just Robert Redford being a dick.
Yeah. So also, talking about the Winter Soldier character, this is something I pointed out to Sage that I loved. And you were in a theater alone, so you didn't get this experience. I was curious on people. We have read all the Brubaker Winter Soldier stuff.
And this stuff's very true.
Very, yeah. It was very faithful to all the Brubaker Winter Soldier storylines.
He was in the credits, by the way.
Yes, he was. I did notice that. Yes, he was in the closing, the actual like closing credits. Yeah. And I was curious to know, going into the movie, did like the average moviegoer like that had seen the first movie, did you know that the Winter Soldier was Bucky Barnes that died in the first movie? When he finally takes the mask off and you see who it is, a guy in the theater went, "Oh shit!"
Yeah,
it was awesome. I was, and that got me so excited.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, like that was actually like a cool reveal.
They got somebody.
Yeah, like to us going in, going, "Oh, we know who it is," blah blah blah. But like to the average moviegoer, I really want to know, like, "Oh, is that a cool twist?"
Because they great twist. They held back showing much more than his hair in the preview.
Yeah.
So,
and I remember when I first watched the first Avenger, when Bucky falls out of the train.
We knew what was coming.
And I was like, "Oh, holy shit! Are they gearing up for Winter Soldier?"
Yeah,
and they completely delivered on that.
Yes,
completely delivered.
And I don't want to heap too much praise on this movie because I feel like we're just too high on it. But I will say that the during the conclusion of the movie with all the Trexgillians, you know, the whole thing going, I literally was like, I don't know where this is going.
Yeah.
I kind of don't know like what are they moving to, you know what I mean? And the way Hydra has infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D., which has crossed over into the show, which I wanted to talk to you about,
which
Sage.
Which made the show so much better.
Yeah, it's awesome. The newest episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. completely segues with Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and obviously if you're listening to the spoilers, you've seen the movie. Where you find out Hydra lives and has infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D. They're basically in the sky, like on a plane when all the shit's going down at the third act of Captain America
in the show. That's fucking awesome.
Like and the last.
So
the,
holy shit! So the movie's going on in the show.
Yes.
Oh my god, that's
it's
awesome.
So cool.
They talk about Captain America battling the Hellcat.
Yeah, they
name
that is fucking
things.
Awesome. I yes. have to watch that.
It's
like they
so
say,
cool.
Like currently
oh
like missing and
they land and they land.
Nick Fury's dead.
They land in like this.
Oh man.
Yeah, they land in like this shield helicarrier thing, and they're like.
So while the movies are going on, or while the movies are coming out, watch the fucking show.
Yeah, no, it totally segues. Okay.
See,
it's really cool.
This was a much better segue than they did for Thor 2.
Yeah, because that was kind of it was an afterthought.
It was a cleanup show.
Yeah, exactly.
It was sort of like we got to see the
No, but these
Thor
things
made.
Are parallel. They're happening at the same time.
It's
they're referencing, Captain America has defeated the Hydra agents.
While they're doing it, their hacker is like trying to decipher something, and she deciphers Hail Hydra.
Yeah, there's
and
like this
like,
code,
what?
And then... So, like, if you haven't seen Captain America, the Winter Soldier, like, there's literally, that's, like, right before the commercial break, she's like, "Guys, I broke the code," and all of a sudden it just goes, boop, 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 Hail Hydra, and then
oh,
big
man,
capital letters.
That's awesome.
So, like, that, I would have, like, crapped my pants and been totally bullshit that I hadn't seen Captain America yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing I loved was the reveal of Armin Zola.
Yes.
That was so cool, because in the comic book, obviously, he's, like, this... He's like this machine body with like this little computer head with his face in it, and they did that, but like in kind of a different way.
Yeah.
But it did that whole scene. I was like, "Oh, cool, Zola's back!" And then it starts like you're paying attention to the movie, but in the back of your mind, you know the gears are turning. You're going, Zola, Hydra. So Hydra's still around.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He's like, not talking about Hydra.
Yeah.
And then you like.
And then you start, it's that scene where I started to put everything together. Like, oh, Fury knew that there were, like, sleeper agents in S.H.I.E.L.D.
It was almost like a Kaiser Soze moment.
It was. For a Marvel movie, that's really what got me, is that, like, it literally was, like, the fucking Chaz Palminteri dropping the fucking coffee cup. I was like, oh, cool, cool, cool. Like, this all
This
works.
Actually makes sense.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Works.
Like, I the winter, it's weird because it's Captain America Winter Soldier, but the Winter Soldier storyline is secondary. To
mm-hmm.
basically everything that's all the shit that's going down. I just found that totally interesting and I was totally on board with that.
So was I.
It was really cool.
It was really awesome.
Yeah.
One thing I just want to add, I was very happy that they got an actual like older actress to be the Peggy Carter. character, the older Peggy Carter character. Oh, yeah.
I, no.
Was it? I think it was her.
It was really? Her in makeup. Was it really? It was yeah. really good.
It looked really good. They fooled me again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was her. Again. It was I her was like, makeup.
Oh, wow, they got an older actress.
No, it was her.
Peggy Holy kicking shit. Ass and taking names.
Okay. So the makeup looked really good.
Yes.
I was scared that, like, they're like, oh, I'm glad they didn't get her in makeup. And like,
no, that's how terrible. Good that's how good of a job they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, they fooled me again.
So I think the only bad thing that I can actually say about the movie, two things. One, that I was sort of disappointed that they didn't add Hawkeye to the movie.
Mm.
It seemed yeah. tailor-made. Did you notice the necklace she was wearing?
Yes,
I did. It had an arrow on it.
Is which, that yeah. just which hinting means at like she's romance?
In,
I don't...
She's in love with Oliver Queen. I think that's what that means.
Really?
I think we're having an inter...
So we're crossing
over.
Wow, I think okay.
no.
that is the one thing I think that's a sin, that Hawkeye's been pushed to the back of it.
Yeah, and I understand why he's not in the movie a ton. It's like, there were so many working parts. I will say the second thing that I didn't like, and it segues with the whole Hawkeye not being in the movie, is that I was really pumped that Agent 13 was going to be in the movie, that Sharon Carter... But she was pointless.
Yeah.
Pointless, but I yet she think, got Highline crediting at the end.
But and I think why is because you're going to see Captain America 3. She's going to be a huge part of that movie.
Yeah. yeah.
Because it segues with the whole Winter Soldier.
Even her last shots. It's all yeah, like foreboding.
Falcon, yeah, Falcon will definitely be in the next movie.
Prediction, he's probably going to get shot.
I'm guessing that Agent 13 is going to kill Captain America. Because
with that last shot, it's her doing shooting practice.
Yeah, and yeah good call. And
that's it. No, it's her great, doing shooting practice yeah, through the middle.
Yeah, wow, good call. I saw that. I didn't even make that connection.
It's the only Holy thing shit. She did. I love Emily Van Camp.
Yeah, good call.
The reason why we know this is because after Winter Soldier is
the assassination of Steve yeah, yeah. Rogers, yeah, which will most likely be the third movie.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm only guessing that because of her involvement.
Yeah. And Sebastian Stan has a
he has more movie.
9-picture deal.
Yeah, so you're gonna.
I think it's 9.
8-picture.
I think it's that much. Either way, all I know is. Sebastian Stan has more picture deal than
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans supposedly is retiring from film after Captain America 3, Avengers 3 or whatever. No, he's not. No,
he'll come back.
He wants to direct, I guess.
He's a very good Captain America.
Done after a couple of these years he's had.
He's a very good Captain America, yes.
He's a very good Captain America, but hey.
The suits were awesome.
I liked the inclusion of the original suit for the end of the movie.
I did. I
very
love
cool.
Yeah,
felt very yeah.
I guess we're getting a new suit for Avengers 2.
It's
like a hybrid.
It's a mix. Cross between yeah. the two, and then it looks awesome.
I loved the fucking the blue suit with the that was really cool. It's funny. That's actually I think please don't quote me, but I think that's the Bucky Barnes Captain America suit. That's like a playoff of that.
Really?
In the comics, when Winter Soldier takes over as Captain America, that's what his suit looks like.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I just thought that was interesting.
A couple of things. One thing I'd like to add is, I like the, kind of, when they were talking about, the PTSD thing.
How
Falcon is like he talks about PTSD, soldiers. I like how they added in things that matter.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It made their relationship matter.
Yeah.
At
yeah,
a time yeah. before you even thought that you would think of them as like.
And I almost kind of like them linking yeah. kind of the two generations together. Like he was sort of not that he was the Steve Rogers of like the Afghan War, but like it was those two generations coming together and yeah. like meshing well. I loved the Sam Wilson Falcon character. He was so fun.
Yeah,
I just wish he had more.
Not just a t-shirt. That's my only complaint.
Yeah, oh, yeah, when really. He was in the t-shirt with the wings, that bugged yeah. me out. No, I hated how he just had a man crush on Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
That was kind of his really defining personality trait, was that he just loved this dude.
Yeah.
He was just like,
well,
Captain America's going here, and so am I.
Well, in the comic, like, all the heroes in the comic, they, like, revere Captain America.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Yeah, that is kind of something that does come straight from the comic.
I have to bring up, one character... The Punisher, who was a murderous,
yes,
psychotic
call.
Killer, but in the comic, he looks up to Captain
yeah,
America.
He's just like,
he's just
no,
one
he is,
hero.
He's just like a total, like, he doesn't fucking listen to anybody, but when it comes to Captain America, he fucking drops his gun and he's like, dude, you are the best.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, you are the Captain man. America. Yeah, which, like, which and comes, it's weird. It comes it's through weird in the comic.
It comes through in Civil War.
Yeah, good call.
So I had to bring that up. Like,
yeah.
Like, and that's what I like. Like, everyone thinks of Captain America as a legend.
He's very revered. Yeah, good call.
I just hope that that sort of love can translate through the movies to people who don't know these same feelings we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you read the comics, you know who Captain America is.
Yeah.
But if you don't read the comics,
yeah, you can't get a feel for it. Like,
I don't think you really
in this.
It's the Flash wearing an American flag.
Yeah,
If you don't read the comics, I don't think you really have a grasp on who Captain America is.
No,
like
they didn't really get it across. I mean, maybe in the first movie they did a good job.
They did because he wasn't when they got in the first movie when Captain America, you know, when he got his powers They wanted him to be like the propaganda piece.
I really liked about that movie is that he actually had to. It wasn't
that
like
felt
they
so real.
Yeah, it wasn't that they pumped him up with super soldier serum and said go get the Nazis. It was like they pumped him up to make him look cool, and then they were like go dance for the people, clown.
Yeah,
distract
and then,
them.
Yeah, and
go,
then
go sell war bonds.
Yeah, and then he transitioned into a really cool.
Like he
hero.
Wanted to fight. He didn't want to do the propaganda stuff.
Yeah, and that's why I think that movie is underrated a little bit.
That's why it's my favorite. One of my favorites.
So I'd like to wrap up quickly, so let's go to the post-credits. Post-credit kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
That was great.
It blew my mind because of who they showed.
They showed Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, who looked awesome.
Looked awesome.
See, and
better
I
than
was,
the pictures.
Yes.
I was spoiled, sort of, on what to expect from that scene.
I
and
heard major
who
character development.
Me. Only talked about those two. They didn't tell me everything else.
So,
so it
then
became
we got
much cooler.
Yeah, we got Baron von Strucker, who head of Hydra, a major Cap villain, and from everything I've read, will segue into being a major villain in Avengers 2. Awesome. So this whole Hydra thing is carrying over. It's going. Yeah. It's you know. I thought they were going cosmic with the whole Guardians and the fucking, you know, Thanos, but I think they're going to put that off till the third Avengers movie.
Yeah, they're pushing
I think Hydra is a great villain for Captain America to keep fighting.
I think Hydra is a great villain for the Avengers to fight because they're a conglomerate.
Yeah.
They're like
Hydra's a great group to fight.
Yeah.
I have to mention that like I felt like having Hydra taking over SHIELD was almost like I don't want to get too like conspiracy theorists on this, but like it's almost like an Illuminati type thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, definitely. What I like about it is it sets the Avengers up to not be like this tool for SHIELD to do whatever. It sets the Avengers up to be its own entity now. Like
right.
the Avengers are their own thing.
They don't have armies backing them.
Yeah, no, they were like a government issued special team, you know, because SHIELD is a branch of the government or whatever. So now they're the event, like, they're going to have to do their own thing. Like, Tony Stark is going to pull them in,
yeah.
like you would assume. And, like, they're going to have to be their own thing.
I think, my prediction is, Hydra creates Ultron.
If you've seen, you haven't seen Iron Man 3 yet, have you?
No.
Yeah.
Tony Stark is going to accidentally create Ultron.
So you don't think that...
Ultron, I think, is going to be Jarvis.
Oh.
It's voiced by Jarvis.
And it is voiced by the guy who does Jarvis.
Oh,
okay. The actor who does the voice of Jarvis is the guy who's going to play Vision.
Okay.
But not that Ultron's going to be Jarvis. I'm kind of skewing my words here. Is that he's like. The suits sort of like start to have their own personalities in Iron Man 3.
Parts of Iron Man 3 with it where the suits were controlling them.
Yeah, so you would assume that Ultron will somehow. Because in the comic book, Hank Pym creates Ultron, but they're sort of setting up Tony Stark as like the scientist of the Avengers, so he's sort of like the Hank Pym. So you would assume Tony Stark eventually. Because unfortunately, Tony Stark is also sort of the main character of the Avengers. He would create Ultron, and it would be his fault.
Captain America should be the main character. Yeah. I think after this movie,
It is what it is.
It's demonstrated in the actual The Avengers, though, in the turbine scene when he puts Steve to work.
That's true.
I know.
That's no use.
Sucks,
leader.
But it is.
But that's
like
just how it's going to roll.
Yeah.
I accept it. I'm not complaining.
My final thoughts. I feel like Captain America: The Winter Soldier touched on a lot of. Like good real world issues, like maybe the military is
Yeah, maybe the government and the military has too much power. And like he's...
Well, it's a modern argument. They've just knowing...
Yeah, I like
privacy.
I like that. It's funny. Like I like that whole like the dynamic between Nick Fury and Captain America, where like Nick Fury is like, we're trying to prevent things, and he's like, well, you're preventing it by like spreading fear. And like, and it's funny. So like, then you find out that Hydra is actually infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D. So Captain America's sort of right. Like,
yeah.
And Nick Fury was like completely like had the wool pulled over his eyes.
Exactly.
So it was sort of, I just thought that was a really cool, interesting dynamic.
But to me, I feel like that's who Captain America is.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the tool to expose lies.
Yeah.
And he lives,
and it's sort of a detriment to him too, because he lives in a black and white, he has black and white like
he
views in a gray world.
Captain America is like my dad.
Sort of, yeah.
He lives in black and white.
He does. He just sees...
Black and white.
Things are and they're
not. It's
not
like he's going to slow roll it.
No.
Like he's gonna, it's not like he's going to hold back and not say
there's
anything.
There's not a lot of
like,
compromise.
Exactly. There is zero compromise.
No. So yeah, just a fun Marvel movie overall. I know you're a huge Thor fan. I thought Thor the Dark World... I thought it didn't get good until Loki showed up.
Yeah.
And I thought that... Cap 2 had it had me the whole time.
I agree. Cap 2 was definitely better than Thor.
And I was nervous. Yeah, and I was nervous that it was going to be like the Avengers B team, because I knew like Black Widow and Nick Fury, but it wasn't. It was better. It really was better.
Yeah.
And it was really grounded. It was just more grounded and pulled into like.
Yeah.
It just.
Can I lay something on you real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was this the Marvel equivalent of Dark Knight?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was too.
It was where they got everything.
I had just as much fun.
Yeah, it was, they got everything.
I agree.
I will agree to that. I won't say whether it's better or worse than The Dark Knight. I will say that they got everything right.
Yeah, they did.
Is that they everything they did, there were no missteps.
No.
Oh, quickly, before I forget, they name dropped Stephen Strange.
Yes, they did.
I'm going to say this right now. Liam Neeson or get the fuck out. Liam Neeson as Doctor Strange.
Rumor was Johnny Depp.
Fuck Johnny Depp.
I'm not opposed to Johnny Depp.
Fuck.
I'm not opposed to it.
Fuck him. Liam Neeson or get the fuck out. Liam Neeson would be an amazing Doctor Strange.
If they say Liam Neeson, I'm 100% on board.
I have a question for both of you.
Shoot.
What would you expect first? Doctor Strange or Black Widow movie?
Doctor Strange. They'll never do a Black Widow movie.
No,
I never they've been talking.
They should do a Black Widow movie.
I never understood. As someone who considers himself like a feminist in a way, and I cheer for those female characters in general.
Right.
I still didn't expect it until The Winter Soldier.
How about this?
That was the first time I was sold on her as a real character.
Yeah, and she's a fun character, and
she's not just super spy.
Like, love interest. Yeah, exactly.
How about a Marvel girl?
Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel, yes.
No, there's a rumor that she's supposed to show up in Avengers 2.
Yeah.
Because they're doing a lot of the cosmic Kree and whatnot.
I'm more of a fan
of... There's some Kree business happening
in
Agents
of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
yeah.
So. Two characters they should introduce in...
at least two human beings mixed, maybe.
Two female characters they should introduce in Avengers 2. Miss Marvel and Spider-Girl. Please.
Yeah. Well, please.
Spider-Girl?
Well, no, that totally ties into a lot of the Captain America stuff. I'm not super into... I don't know a ton about the Spider-Girl character, or Spider-Woman, but I know it has to
do... Maybe it's Spider-Woman,
It is. But whoever she is... I'm going to cut this out of the podcast because that's going to sound dumb. Whoever she is, like her alter ego, has... I think it's Jessica Jones.
Yeah, it is.
It has like ties to the Avengers, like Luke
she has ties
Cage
to the Shield.
Shield. She's a Shield agent. Okay. All right. So.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Yeah. Definitely.
A couple of those names have been tossed around recently, along with Doctor Strange, in general, and Black Widow as new movie ideas.
I think the thing with Doctor Strange is that he would get his own standalone movie before he would show. He's not an Avenger.
Yeah, like
he's a
the
Defender.
Rest of that, like that they've all had their sort of origins.
Yeah.
That's why this movie was so fun. Is the origin story's done.
Yeah,
they can just have fun.
One of the things I was talking to Tom about that I didn't know is that Ant-Man is the first Phase 3 movie.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm pumped for Ant-Man. I wasn't, but I fucking love Edgar Wright. I love Edgar Wright so much.
Dude, give me a trailer.
I love Paul Rudd,
yeah.
too.
Give me a trailer, man.
Yeah, and I
have faith in both of those men.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to close out this with a small rant.
Oh, okay.
On why I think Captain America as a comic character and a hero is better than Superman.
Lay it on me, because I'm already on board.
I'm open to the idea.
Captain America is a soldier. He fights for America. He's a vet. He fought World War II.
Yeah.
Outside of comic books, he gave real-life soldiers in World War II inspiration. When you saw that cover of Captain America punching Hitler in the face, real-life soldiers saw that and was like, holy shit, I want to be Captain America. Any movie that I see where I come out and I said, wow, I want to be that character, that's a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
You want to be Steve Rogers when you come out of that movie.
Are you saying you didn't want to be Kal-El when you walked out of Minas Tirith?
Fuck no. Oh. Fuck no.
What a terrible movie.
I want to be Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
Coming out of Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Captain America is a better hero.
I agree.
The point about Captain America is not his powers. The fact that he has super strength does not define him.
Right.
It's
his ideals.
It's his ideals.
It's his character, strength.
Yeah.
And the time that he comes from. Kal-El is an alien. Steve Rogers comes from a different time.
Yeah.
But he's in our time. But I think he's... I want to end this with a quote. It's from Civil War.
Oh, I like quotes.
And I think this quote really defines Captain America as a hero and a comic book character. I think people who don't read Captain America don't understand.
They don't get like a sense of what
who he is. Yeah. Exactly. And they just see a man who just has power, who has super strength and a super soldier. But his real strength and power lies within who he is, which the first movie kind of defines that. But I'm going to end it with, I'm going to end this rant with a quote. And this comes, if you read the comics, it comes during Civil War after Spider-Man outs himself as being Peter Parker.
Yeah, when Tony Stark kind of like coerces him to like basically give up his secret identity.
And Peter Parker realizes that he should be sided with Captain America.
I've made a huge mistake.
Right. So Captain America shows up in Peter Parker's bedroom and calls him this. Doesn't matter what the press says. It doesn't matter what the politicians or the mob say. It doesn't matter if the whole country decides that something wrong is something right. The nation was founded on one principle above all else. The requirement that we stand up for what we believe. No matter the odds or the consequences, when the mobs and the press and the whole world tell you to move, your job is to plant yourself like a tree beside the river of truth. And tell the world, you move.
Fucking it.
There's not a lot of
that
anymore.
I'm sorry, but that everything I said there is everything I feel like Captain America is, and everybody should know that.
Yeah, good call. I thought you were going to go with the classic from the Ultimates, when he knocks the guy out and he points to the helmet and he says, that A doesn't stand for France.
What do you think, A stands for France?
Yeah, so good.
When I realized they were sort of getting him right was during Avengers, when he actually gives a speech in Germany.
Yeah,
I fought some other. I fought this before with someone who wanted people to bow kneel or whatever.
That was like his only cool moment. So all right.
Yeah, but that was it.
So yeah, no, we've gone. I think we've gone a little overboard on how good this movie is, but I really do stand by it. It's a great. I was psyched when I saw this. I was really happy. It exceeded my expectations. That's a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, Captain America: The Winter Soldier. Good stuff.
Really good movie.
Do it.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, I mean,
I would give it a 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5.
I gave a 4 out of 5 on Flixster. I'm consider bumping up to a 4.5.
4.5.
Yeah.
It's in the 4 somewhere for me.
Yeah, it's my favorite Marvel movie.
I would agree.
Like, I'd consider Avengers a solid 4 to me, and that is somewhere in the 10th above it.
Okay, good.
I guess it's just my favorite comic book movie at all, overall else. I can't think of a DC movie that I like more than that.
You're discounting the Nolan Dark Knight movies.
I don't know.
Yeah, you are.
They made you feel different at the time.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll have that conversation on a different day.
Yeah, maybe.
Alright. So that was Pop Junk Leftovers. We talked a little Winter Soldier. Definitely go see it. It's worth your money. That's all.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I was Adam.
I was Sage.
I'm Adam. And I wasn't here.
All right. Good day, everyone. Goodbye.
Cheers.
Cheers. Space bar.
Yeah.
Check the trouble to her move.